With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Pennsylvania is the biggest prize among the seven critical swing states in the 2024 race. White House correspondent Greg Clugston is there as he tours the Blue Wall states.
Kamala Harris and Donald Trump have visited Pennsylvania far more often than other battlegrounds. The campaigns know the importance of this state, and so does this voter I spoke with.
I say as goes Pennsylvania, so goes the country. You know, it's going to be Pennsylvania, I think, is the real linchpin.
It's Trump country here in Bedford County, but statewide it's neck and neck between the former president and the vice president as they race to secure Pennsylvania's 19 electoral votes. On the Blue Wall States tour, Greg Clugston, Bedford, Pennsylvania.
Also at SRNnews.com, Lisa Dwyer reporting that North Korea has test-launched a suspected long-range missile. It's designed to strike the U.S. and South Korea.
South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says it detected a ballistic missile launch from North Korea's capital region. The weapon was launched on a high angle and is suspected of being a long-range ballistic missile. The launch was North Korea's first known ballistic test since September 18th, when Kim Jong-un supervised tests of a new type of ballistic missile and a strategic cruise missile apparently built to deliver nuclear warheads. The launch also comes amid concerns that North Korea has dispatched troops to Russia, which is fighting a war against Ukraine. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And in Los Angeles, Dodger fans honking their horns and celebrating. That's after their team wins the World Series in Game 5 against the New York Yankees. The final 7-6. Some fans did get out of control, setting a bus on fire, breaking into stores, and setting off firecrackers. On Wall Street, stocks are sharply lower, the Dow dropping 386 points. This is SRN News. Another victory for religious freedom in California.
This time it was Orthodox Jewish parents who won, as a three-judge panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the state cannot bar moms and dads from using a special education grant at a private religious school. The Beckett Fund went to bat for the parents and says, quote, "It was always wrong to cut Jewish kids off from getting disability benefits solely because they want to follow their faith. The court did the right thing by ruling against California's discrimination." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats in Florida are hoping amendments that would promote abortion and legalize marijuana will boost their turnout on Election Day. However, the number of voters registered as Democrats has tumbled in recent years in that state, effectively placing it firmly in the red column. Democrats in Florida used to make up 40% of active voters. Now it's just 32%. This is SRN News. In health news, there's concern about bird flu could morph into a threat to humans.
Growing concern after a pig at an Oregon farm was found to be infected. It was detected at a backyard farm in Crook County in the center of the state. Last week, bird flu turned up among poultry at the farm. The place was put under quarantine, and all five of its pigs were euthanized so additional testing could be done. It's not a commercial farm, so federal ag officials say there is no concern about the safety of the nation's pork supply. Rich Thomason reporting.
Snow has fallen on Hawaii's tallest peak, briefly turning the mountaintop into a winter wonderland. The summit area of Mauna Kea on the Big Island got about 2 inches of white powder this week. Hawaii, of course, is better known for its warm weather, beaches, and rainforest. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.